Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Thursday, getting closer to the weekend, and we are just a few hours away from December 1st. Brent Hesse and Noah Cassidy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Like you said, it is Thursday. It is Friday Eve, as some people here in the office like to call it.
That's right.
And not only Friday Eve, but December Eve. You're right. Tomorrow is December 1st.
It's everything's right around the corner for us. But what's right here, right now, is the Did You Know Show. Yeah, Noah, what do you got?
So. All right, so I'm going to talk about music because obviously we play a lot of music here, right?
Yes.
So did you know that music can actually reduce pain?
No, it's like a therapy?
Yeah, so they actually did an actual study in 2023. So it was very recent that this has been proven correct. So legendary reggae musician, good old Bob Marley, most people know of him.
My God.
He once said, one good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain. That's his quote. Turns out, scientists can now back him up. According to a 2023 study by a scientist at McGill University in Montreal, listening to your favorite music does reduce pain by 1 point on the 10-point scale, which sure doesn't seem like a whole lot, but they did a study. So the scientists asked a series of questions after 63 participants experienced pain while listening to their favorite songs. Relaxing songs picked for them specifically. There was also scrambled music or just silence. Once each 7-minute round was over, so they did 7-minute rounds, subjects rated the music's pleasantness and how many chills, quote unquote, that goosebump feeling that you get when you're listening to music, they experienced. Well, listening to preferred music, especially moving music, far outranked other scenarios, whether the silence, obviously, or the random music, and the participants ranked the pain as less intense and less unpleasant. So although this particular study focused on music's impact on physical health, the medical world has long known the healing powers of music when it comes to the mind. Music's ability to reduce stress and anxiety while improving cognitive ability and memory inspires a field of medicine known as music therapy. Some people probably go out and do that, which has actually existed in some form since the late 18th century. So while you listen to your favorite Beatles track, like we have a few of those here, kick it back with some Beethoven if that's something you dig into. Also, won't be enough to certainly completely cure pain, but it can help mellow out the aches of everyday life.
That's pretty awesome. So not only are we getting you through the workday, but we're also helping you out. We can kind of a little pseudo-doctor over here at KCHI.
There you go. Keep listening to help your – maybe that's why you're not as anxious out there.
Yes, because you're listening to your hometown radio station. Well, you're welcome for all that service. We love playing the music for you, and that's cool to know that I'm doing a little bit more than I think every time I play a song.
Right.
That's wonderful to hear. Good one, Noah. I've got an exciting one today. Did you know a Colombian city was completely forgotten for 400 years?
400? How do you just forget?
A lost city. So, you know, that's kind of what you hear about in movies. Well, it's actually turned out to be a real thing. So for centuries, it was Ciudad Perdida, which translates to lost city in Spanish.
Okay.
And it's located in the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta Mountains of Colombia. It was used to be a thriving urban center for the Tairona people, but the site was mysteriously abandoned after the 16th century, along with any knowledge of its existence, as far as the outside world was concerned. Despite a detailed archaeological survey of the area, it was a group of treasure hunters who ultimately rediscovered the city in the 1970s.
Okay, old treasure hunting.
Yes, so then the archaeologists soon uncovered a vast network of stone structures and tiered terraces that date back to the 7th century. Around 80 of the site's 400 acres are now open to the public, but it's no easy feat to get there, as it requires 4 to 6 day round-trip hike through 30 miles of steep terrain and humid, mosquito-laden tropical forest. Hiring a local guide is required, and there isn't vehicle access. But there is campsites, water stations, and snack stands along the way. So
That's got to be a cool adventure to go on.
That kind of explains why it was such a lost and forgotten place for 400 years. Sure. Because it's just so
These guys
remote.
Just happened upon it.
Yep.
While adventuring.
Yeah, they were treasure hunting and found this lost city in Colombia. So pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
You never know what you'll find if you get out there.
Yeah, I know. If it's, you know, you might, if it's been lost, even though there's millions of people who probably go out there.
Yep.
It's still, you know, uncharted.
Exactly. So a remote place in Colombia. Pretty neat to hear about today. Also, music therapy and music healing some people or making them feel better.
Yep.
That's awesome to hear about. We love what we do here at KCHI, and that's great because I get to listen to music all day long. No wonder we're such a great
mood.
Yeah,
no wonder I'm not stressed all the time.
That's exactly right. So make sure you keep listening to us here at KCHI, and come on back tomorrow for another episode of the Did You Know Show.